Welcome. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I'm going to say a few quick words about today's program. My name is David Tay. I am the curator of the show Misfits, which is in the small exhibition space out here. And I've been working together with Anselm and Hyunjin, who are both here, on the public programs that in some ways join together or link the two exhibitions, Two or Three Tigers and Misfits. This weekend of programs is more focused on Misfits, and so it falls to me to introduce the proceedings. I'll say a couple of words about the project, including the exhibition, and then just very briefly introduce our first speakers. So Misfits is an exercise in analysing and hopefully disrupting somewhat the process by which Asian modern art is being canonised. It fits within a larger program that the house has been running called Canonfragen, and it is posing questions to that process, the process by which in some cases very large collecting institutions, many of them in the West but also in Asia, are in some cases quite desperately trying to refashion their collections as global. In the exhibition, it was very important to me to try to find artists who might be just on the cusp of that process, whose work might be interned in years to come, but around whom there was some already fairly significant archival work happening. So I'm hoping that this process of exposing the archival work and the people, bringing in the people who are doing it, can help us to, first of all, to simply to better inform that process, but also I think to actually bring to the surface some of the peculiarities, indeed, of doing this kind of work in places like Southeast Asia, in my case. So there are three artists in the exhibition, and unusually, all three of them were the subject of archival art historical research, but in all three cases, in very informal ways. There are no mediating institutions in their home, national home environments who do this kind of work, or at least not who do it responsibly and thoroughly. And so we're working with people who enter this process with a whole range of very different agendas, different backgrounds, different methodologies, and indeed different ambitions. So that's a little bit about why we're here. Today's session addresses, particularly these first two sessions, will address one of the major blind spots, and that is the work of women artists. This is, of course, a bias that you can find in many parts of the world. In Southeast Asia, I think it's particularly dire. And it was important for us to use the public programs as a platform for investigating that blindness to the work of modern artists who are women. In today's first session, we will have focus discussions on two people who I think would both be, for me anyway, as a researcher, very obvious candidates for this kind of attention. The first, Lani Maestro, is from the Philippines, and she will present some of her own work. That will be followed by a conversation between Lani and Eileen Legazpi Ramirez, who is right here, who has been in conversation with Lani over many, many years. And I started to learn more about Lani's work more or less through Eileen's point of view. And indeed, they were looking at many of the salient issues in her practice that I think are germane also to the context of the exhibitions here. One of which is that the problem of an artist not quite fitting in the sorts of stories that, let's say, art historians or collecting institutions have wanted to tell, in particular national institutions and the kind of national narratives that they are using to kind of round up modern art and tell it as a story. So Lani's practice is striking for its transnationalism. Lani is somebody who has lived and worked in many different places in different parts of the world. She is these days based more or less in Europe, but her trajectory from the Philippines also took in North America for many years. And so in a sense, she's a kind of privileged thought object for this whole exercise. She's somebody who in many ways embodies a certain resistance to national frameworks for thinking through art history, and has, I dare say, both deliberately and also has been forced to make a career for herself and to make her own story outside of some of those frameworks. So I think that's a reason enough to bring her into this conversation and to think through her work from that point of view. After this session, there will be a session focused on the work of Araya Ratdam Riensuk, who is, in the Southeast Asian context, a very well-known female artist. She is known best probably as a video maker, and we will show, she makes video installations primarily these days, and we will show a selection of excerpts from some of her work. There will be, one of them is a complete short single channel piece and the rest are excerpts. And that will be followed by a kind of response from May Ingawanit, who is joining us here from the UK, who is a Thai film historian and other things. And after that, a presentation by Annika Fuhrmann, who is an academic based in the United States at Cornell University, who has just written a very fine book about Thai experimental and other moving image practices, and so, which is, by the way, on sale at the door, I think. So these are two kind of focus sessions, if you like, on very strong, in a way, prominent and successful female artists, contemporary artists. But both of them are people who, for different reasons and in different ways, have been somewhat neglected by the kind of mainline narratives of Asian art history thus far. There will be other proceedings, but the second session will be introduced by Hyunjin, so I won't say more. Thank you very much for joining us.